Welcome to your worst Christmas ever. We're here with the $300 million. That's what I want for Christmas.
Santa, are you gonna help us?
These guys are Feliz Navidad. You better watch out. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Stocking stuffer!
I gotta watch.
I believe in you, Santa.
Violent Night.
Hey, John, how are you?
Great, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. I'm more than happy to get up at 5:30 in the morning to chat to you.
Thank you for getting up so early. I appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. I've been a massive fan of yours since going back to, Romeo and Juliet was probably the first time I saw you jump out on the screen. And
thank you.
A performance where you stole every scene you were in for the... It's funny because I always thought that your screen time in that film was rather lengthy, but when you put it all together, it's really not.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's really short.
Because every scene you steal, and that's what I love about it. But we'll talk about Romeo and Juliet in a little bit. So thanks for chatting to us today. I watched the film the other night, thoroughly enjoyed it. I love the fact that it was you just played it really straight. Like it wasn't a comedy, but it was. But it just didn't feel like it was put together as like a, I don't want to say the word piss take, but it really worked well. And so the one-liners worked, the action worked, everything worked, and it was corny in bits, but it worked well. So how was it getting involved in this flick? And when you got the script, did you go, yeah, this looks like a bit of fun?
Yeah, when I read the script, I thought it was outstanding, man. I was like, wow, I have never seen anything like this. This is like an anti-Christmas movie in a Christmas movie. You know what I mean? For people who hate Christmas, they're gonna like this. For people who love Christmas, they'll like it even more. I couldn't believe what they were trying to put out there. So much violence. It was hilarious. I was laughing out loud. It was a page turner. And then at the end, in the script, I wasn't as moved, but when I saw the movie, I was choked. I choked up. I couldn't believe that they got me. That I was suckered into feeling stuff. And I was like, what? What am I feeling? So I think Tommy Wirkola did a brilliant job, seriously, weaving those three ingredients that you never see together and that are usually not written together.
Exactly. And you watch the trailer and you're like, yeah, this looks like a lot of fun. But then you watch the film and it's still a lot of fun, but it's just a very different film to what the trailer sort of sold me. And I like that. Plus David plays a bloody good Santa. Like,
he's incredible. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's good. And obviously your character as well. So what was it like working with the cast and David?
Oh, David's a pleasure to work with, man. We had a great time off camera, and on camera, he just brings it, man. He's such a bandwidth of talent. I mean, he's got such a depth. I mean, he brings so much rage and pathos, pain. And he makes this sort of anti-hero really come to life. You really believe, oh my God, he's channeling some kind of ancient Santa Claus something, because I really started to believe this is the best Santa I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he? Now, some of the one-liners are pretty great in the film. Was it all scripted, or did you just get to throw your flair in it at all?
I mean, it's a combination. That's why it's so amazing, because the script was really funny and great, but we were also allowed to improvise a lot. And I threw in a lot of zingers, and then I'm glad they kept a lot of them. You know, I was very happy to see at the end of the day that my improvs were not for naught.
That's good. And how was the film to shoot overall? Because obviously watching it, it looks like it was pretty damn cold. Were you actually at a location, or was it sets or mix of both?
I mean, Tommy Wirkola, who's from Norway and from Lapland, I mean, he loved it. But the rest of us who are from New York, especially my California friends, it was rough, man. It was minus 35 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that's in Celsius, but whatever it is, it's bone chilling, you know. And we're shooting at night exteriors, yo. And that wind would come and kick. It hurt. It hurt, really hurt. Like, you had to run inside when you were done. And sometimes I'll go, yo, I can't do another take. I really got to warm up. Because, you know, somebody almost got frostbite.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, definitely cold then.
It was real. And Tommy liked that. He said it added reality and tension to the movie. I was like, fuck you.
That's it. Put to torment the actors to get the performance out of them.
To get what you want. That's not okay.
Now, looking back on your career, is there, as I said at the start, you've done some incredible roles. Is there one role that stands out for you, like one that you had the best time on?
Yeah, I got to say Summer of Sam with Spike Lee was a highlight of my career so far. Hopefully I'll have a few more highlights, but that was definitely the highlight of my career. I mean, we went to Cannes with that movie.
Yeah,
critical acclaim was beautiful. I mean, working with Mira Sorvino at the top of her game, Adrian Brody. Spike Lee is an actor's director, and he really let us go, pushed us, encouraged us, and we ad-libbed a lot in that one too. And the script was written by Michael Imperioli.
Okay.
The great actor. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you spent about 8 months of your career shooting Moulin Rouge in Australia back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's one thing that pops into your head when you think about that shoot? Like because you spent a fair bit of time here.
The incredible talent that is in Australia. That's what really was, mind-blowing was I couldn't believe how super talented all these actors were, and dancers, performers, singers. There was so much great talent, artists, designers, costumers. I mean, the talent down there is exceptional.
Yeah, for sure. And it proves with every Australian production recently, like Baz just did Elvis and all that, and it's always the same crews that he jumps on and works with. So definitely a testament to our crews in Australia. Now you've also worked with you've worked with incredible talent over your career. You've worked with some of the biggest actors ever. Is there a director or an actor that you haven't worked with, but you're still dying to work for?
Or with? I mean, I would love to work with Scorsese, who's a master.
Yeah.
I love to work with him. The Farrelly brothers, I think are incredible. I like to work with them. I love the Safdie brothers.
Yeah,
they're from Queens, where I grew up. So I've dined and worked with them. I love Uncut Gems. I thought it was amazing. They're like the people. And then actors. I mean, I love to work with Mark Ruffalo. I think he's one of the most brilliant actors of our time. Ryan Gosling, I think, is incredible. I love the director. I'm blanking on his name right now, who did Behind the Pines and The Blue Valentine. I think he's phenomenal, that director.
I can't remember his name either, but I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
I love his work. Is it Anton? Is it Anton man.
I can't remember, mate, but I know the films, and yeah, you definitely
say it out loud.
Derek
Seanfranc? Yes, yes. Derek Seanfranc or whatever. Seanfranc.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, yeah. So you've done, in your career, you've also done pretty much everything. You've done producing, writing, everything. Is there anything that you haven't done yet that you're interested, whether it's in the film or television industry or whether it's outside of that? What are you interested in doing in your future?
I mean, there's a lot of different things. I mean, still want to keep directing. I want to do a lot more historic pieces about our Latin contributions to the world, about our empires that were destroyed in the conquest, and all the contributions to the making of the United States. Because, 500,000 of us fought in World War II with incredible heroes who did amazing things that you never see in a movie. And that's a huge contribution. 120,000 of us fought in World War I with with Latin heroes who won Purple crosses, Croix de la Guerre. So I want to celebrate a lot of that, and also maybe run a studio. I mean, I like to maybe create my own studio, and cash in on the huge amount of money that Latin people bring in. Latin women are the number one small business creators in America. We had $2.8 trillion to the U.S. economy. We were on an economy, we'd be the fifth largest economy in the world. And that's just in the U.S. So, we have a lot of buying power here. We finally, in this election, so many Latin elected officials. Finally, yeah. You know, we're getting our representation in politics. Obviously, in baseball, we crush. In music, we're the biggest success story in the world. Yeah. Yeah. Bad Bunny number one. Before that was J Balvin. So yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that the studio system here catches up with the rest of the world.
I read your open letter and I agree with every single thing you said.
Oh, thank you, brother. I love my allies and I appreciate that.
Representation is huge, and everything you said, definitely 100%. I agree with you 100%. I loved the film In the Heights, and that was...
yeah, great. Awesome.
I want more of that. I want more of that. But thank you so much, too. John.
The thank film you, much. Great. Big hug.
And I hope to talk to you again one day. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.